In the name of Jesus. St. Paul's Lutheran Church downtown shares a city block with a church that states in big letters on its building that it is the Glorious Church. I know that name suggests that they are already in heaven, but one would never know it from a visit to their church or to their website. So several weeks ago, it was snowing very hard on a Sunday morning, and I was looking out of the third floor window before our divine service. And I observed many cars driving into the shared parking lot with folks intent on attending two very different churches. I watched whole families get out of their cars and walk in opposite directions in more ways than one. The kingdom of God is not about glory now. Churches all around us do not understand or believe this. And often we, like the sons of Zebedee, get it wrong. We do not give up a theology of glory lightly. So James and John begin talking to our Lord about rewards and crowns and most important seats and honors, all for them. Truth be told, we'd probably rather talk about that too. For that other root, that one of absolute total humility, that hard and that narrow road, it's not appealing to us. In fact, it strikes our sense of reason as being backward and just plain wrong. That narrow road is certainly not how we would have ordered things. I don't know about you, but I find it heartening that even these beloved disciples of our Lord were confused about these matters. What they needed most was not honored seats on either side of our Lord. They needed more time at his feet, receiving from him the words of life, revealing the truths of his kingdom. That's exactly what we all need, to learn his ways at his feet, because we never get it right without him. Well, what do we learn from him today? Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. Now that's the last thing the disciples wanted to hear. For they thought that the time was right for their Lord to enter a visible kingdom where he would rule Jerusalem. And they wanted to be right there in a place of honor with him. They wanted glory now. They're not thinking about a cross and death, even though they had heard about it again and again. Somehow they thought that the messiness was over. Far from it. Our Lord was not at all finished revealing his greatness according to his ways as servant and slave of all. In fact, his greatest glory was yet to come on a cross where he would win life and salvation for you, where the cup of humility, suffering, and death was the Father's plan for you. Lutheran Service Book has a new Holy Week hymn that lets us sing of this great reversal in two of its stanzas. Jesus took the role of servant, went upon the gruesome span. For all human sin he suffered as a vile and loathsome man. On the cross poured out like water to fulfill the Father's plan. Can we fathom such deep mercy? Do we see what God has done? Who can grasp this great reversal? Love that gives his only Son. Christ, the sinless for the sinners, for the many, dies the one. Lord, in your mercy, may glory not entice us. Lord, in your mercy, may the cross not be foolishness to us. But Lord, by your grace, may the theology of the cross identify each one of us. For your sake, amen.